Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Nun. Nedarim daf Nun. We are on daf Mem Tes Mem Beis. Last time we started the sixth parak, as we mentioned, these next couple of prakim are all about inyanim of lashon b'nei adam and what is meant by a different language, different words used. The Mishnah was mevushal versus tavshil versus ma'isa kedera, all different types of plashonos. And along the way, we got into a couple of issues. We got into some medical issues last time, and we are towards the bottom of Mem Tes Mem Beis, speaking about the gablus of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a shining face. Why do they have a shining face? So he came in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was wondering about it. He made up an excuse because he had humility. He didn't want to admit to everyone that he had a shining face because of the Chachma, because the Torah made him shine, right? Going probably all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining. So it comes from that. So here too, his face was shining. And he was asked, the last story that we read was from Matronisa. She asked Rabbi Yehuda, you know, are you drunk? Did you have something to drink? And that's why your face is shining. And he says, no, chas v'shalom. He says, because I only have wine by three times a year. Kiddush, Havdalah, and Dalad Kosos. Those are the only times I have wine. Other than that, I do not. And he had headaches from Pesach to Shavuos, as the Gemara says. He had to hold a belt over his head. The Yerushalmi says that he had headaches. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein's Raya, that one needs a beverage that is intoxicating wine for the Dalad Kosos. That's his chumra not to use grape juice, but as we mentioned, according to all other poskim, grape juice is fine. Originally, when grape juice came out, 100 or so years ago, there was a controversy about what bracha to make on it. There was a minority of poskim that said maybe it loses its bari priya gafen because it loses its alcoholic content. But we, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and others at the time, said no, lemaisa, just because you change it, it comes from grapes, and it does not lose that status, and grape juice is 100% fine for the whole year, and not only for Dalad Kosos. There are other chumras about wine. What type of wine? Moshe has the chumra of the intoxication power. But the Shulchan Aruch, we know, before Rav Moshe, Shulchan Aruch says that one should use l'chadchila red wine for the Dalad Kosos, zecher to the dam. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch says that in their time they didn't use red wine anymore. Why? Because of the blood libels. It's an interesting historical Taz that even though l'maisa red might be better, but you know, you go by the Ikar Hadin, which is any wine that one would want to use, because that is Pikuach Nefesh, is Doche HaKol, and even Savik Pikuach Nefesh in this case, and therefore, the Taz says, you know, white wine is what we use in our day. And then after that, we got into the Tztuki. The Tztuki says to Rabbi Yehuda, again, not believing in the shining power of the Torah, the ability that Torah changes a person. Okay, maybe there's a lot underneath this Tztuki element. Not only do they not believe in Torah Sheval Peh, they don't believe in the power that Torah could mold and form a person. That's why they're Tztukim. And the Tztuki said to Rabbi Yehuda, why, you must be a Baal Aveira, right? You must lend with interest or raise pigs. You must make a lot of money somewhere and illegally, and that's why your face is shining. And Rabbi Yehuda responds, Amar Leik, that can't be, because that's usur. That's usur for Jews to do. He's a fellow Jew. He's a tztuki, right? So he says, that's really usur for us, right? He can't play along with it. That would be a ziyaf haTorah. That would be a misrepresentation. He can't fake it, even if he's humble. He's not allowed to admit to doing an Aveira. So he says, there are a lot of bathrooms that are in my neighborhood, and between my house and the Beis Medrash, and I use all of them, and in that way, I am able to keep a shining face, again alluding maybe to him that, you know, that's possibly what he was focused on. He's focused on things that are gashmi, and that's what the Ben Yehoyada here maybe says. It's a specific comment that is meant back to the Tztuki. If you look in the one of the Achronim, they mention in the Orach Yesharim, he went to every single bathroom. He says that he has along the way, there are 24 Beis HaKiseis. So, everyone? That's a lot of time in the bathroom. So he asks, when did he learn? V'od madua tzarech laze esrim v'arba Beis HaKisei, v'lo badek atzbo pamim elu ba'oso Beis HaKisei. You need 24 different bathrooms. He goes into each one. Just go to one. He says, I have a bathroom, and I use it a lot. But it's to say 24 different bathrooms. So he explains al derech drush. She'ena kavana she'bechol shoh hayabodik asmo lebeis akisei mamish. Doesn't mean, dafka, that he goes into every one. Ella she'bechol pam shayaholech mibeisol lebeis hamedrish hayachoshiv al hama'achalim shayaochel she'en lachshivam. He thought of Gashmius as, that's bathroom stuff. He wasn't focused. That wasn't the ideal and the focus of his life. He realized that anything, all food in this world, that wasn't a focus of his life. That wasn't what he lived for. He didn't live to eat. He ate to live. Right, the focus was, you know, he visited every bathroom and every davar gashmi. He says that's a bathroom issue, and he wasn't focused on the ochel being an ends in itself, but really it was just a means. So we realized that all the gashmias, all food that we're involved in, again, when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif and other times, maybe that could be a goal in itself somewhat, oneg Shabbos, simchas Yantif, but other times, right, during the week, we have to realize, b'chol derechecha de'eyu, everything is really a means, and not as a goal. Okay, let's continue with stories of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, kad ozil of the Bay Medrash, shagol gulf al kitvei. Whenever he used to go to the Bay Medrash, he took a big load on his shoulders. Amar gedola melacha shemechabedes is ba'aleha. He said, hard work is good. What was this load? What was the gulfa? So the Ran says, kan. It was a large barrel. Vayemeviyo the Bay Medrash. Kadesha Yeshev Alav. It wasn't Stam, he wanted to sweat on the way to the Spanish for no reason. No, it was a purpose too. He brought a big barrel for him to sit on. He brought a chair, basically, to the base medrash for him to sit on. And he slept it himself. And he said, Gedola Malacha, hard work is good. Shemechabedes is Baaleha. It honors the one who does it. Right? We don't need to have schleppers he didn't need to have schleppers for him, he did it himself, and it honored him, because why? The Ron adds, because that's what he sat on when he went, he had to sit on the floor, he had something to sit on. Rabbi Shimon shakel tzana al kitvei, Rabbi Shimon brought a basket, also, Amar gedola malacha, shemechabedes ba'aleha. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda were always the bar pluktis, so they both brought things to sit on. They brought, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda were those who brought. I asked the Maritz Chayis, says the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Pirkei Avos, let me find it, says the Maritz Chayis, maybe this doesn't fit in exactly to what he said, Sna es ha-melacha, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Oev es ha-melacha, Sna es ha-rabanus, so this is loving melacha, but it's a little rabanus also, you're holding yourself up, you're sitting on something, not everybody else is sitting on something so high, so does this really fit in? Let me find the Lashon, here it is. He says, Nir b'ne shemati lahakshos, Tari Shimon Bar Yochai. That's one shiloh. But then he has another shiloh. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one that we know from Maseches Brachos. After Adam Zoreya B'Shazria, the Kotzer B'Shaz Ksira, and if you're involved in all of the Malachas, Tara Matahei Aleha, Harisha Soni Hayas HaMalachas, Ve'ein Shleimus Etzlo Rak Shleimus Tara Levad. So what does he mean to say? Rak Gedola Malacha Shemechabedes Is Ba'aleha. The opposite question what I asked. Right, he says, no, you should always be involved in Torah. Right, against the Machlokas here, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to have a balance. Rabbi Shmuel Yochai is the one, no, you have to go to the extreme. You can't be involved in any Malacha. So how is he here? Is he involved in Gedola Malacha? Malacha is great. So he says, no, look what the Ran said. What is this Malacha? This Malacha is connected to Talmud Torah. Right, the Malacha, it's bringing something to sit on. It's like bringing a shtender. You bring a shtender, well, that's other work? No, that's bringing something to be involved in Torah. That's what he says. Dari hach da'as atzino yegamkin b'shvil ha-Torah. Sha'as atzino le'sheva le'beveis ha-medrash lo ha'yitzorach le'sheves ala karka. And that's what all is included in the act. Then he quotes a beautiful raya. He says, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah of lo kardom lach barbo, he quotes various chachamim who were osek b'malacha, because they didn't want, as we had earlier in the Masechta, about make money from learning Torah, from teaching Torah. So he says, he quotes different rayas from various amaraim, that they were involved in malacha. And you see, they weren't, so why don't you quote this Gemara? It's a gedola malacha. This one doesn't fit, because this one is involved in Torah. It's a malacha that leads to Talmud Torah, says the Maritz Chayis, and that's why the Rambam didn't quote this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Five lines up from the bottom. Debisu, the Rabbi Yehuda, Nafkis, the wife of Rabbi Yehuda went out. Noctis Imra, she went and brought some wool. Av the glima de hutve, she made a beautiful cloak. Beautiful cloak. Kanafkis l'shuka mirsi bay. The kanafik Rabbi Yehuda, when he went, she went out to the shuk. or when he went out to the shuk, he wore it. V'kanafik, Rabbi Yehuda, letzluya, yehav mefteh v'matzli. She wore it and he wore it. It was some type of cloak that they both wore. They both wore. She wore it when she went out to the market, and he wore it when he went out to daven. V'kan mirchzi bei havi mevarech, baruch sha'atani me'il. He even made a bracha. Right, baruch Hashem, pasha zolkei mechalav sha'atani me'il. It was his form of shechianu. It's his form of malbush arumim. Right, he made a bracha sha'atani me'il. A couple of, before we continue the story, a couple of notes that the achronim get in on the action here. Number one is, can there be a beged that is worn both by a man and a woman? The Na'im L'Mishpat here has a discussion, and others, you know, what kind of beged was this? What kind of beged? She wore it and he wore it. There's an Isser, well, still basha, beged ish, beged isha, right? Answer to one of the trivia questions. There's not too many mitzvos and averos that only apply to women, right? There are many mitzvos that apply to men and not to women. But once in a while, we have, what's a mitzvah that applies to women and not to men? Beged ish. That is only on a woman and not on that losase. Only on a woman and not on a man, right? The Targum Yonos of Anuziel says it applies to tefillin and tzitzis, but the Marsha here deals with if what kind of beged was it for a man? Was it for a woman? What exactly was it that she made that they were both able to wear? Says the Marsha, the Yashmiinon, the Avagav, the Itzanafka Beilashuka, Les Bimishum Liyubash Geves and Lasisha. Why? Tahainu Dafka Beged Haasui Miyuchad Leisha. Only a beged specifically made for a woman. Has an Isra, begedish, avo beged mi'ilhu miyuchad l'shneyem. There was a unisex beged, right? It was made for both, miyuchad l'shneyem. So therefore, it is not a problem. And he quotes psukim that have the lashon of mi'il, both by men and by women. That's why it was the bracha, sh'atani mi'il. B'nei kevos nomar ki chen tel bashna b'nos ha'malachem mi'ilim. Olegabe zohar tim saharbe b'mikra. Right, mi'il, right? As in the Kohen Gadol. V'les b'mishum lo yilbash gever. That's why there's no problem. It was a beged that was a unisex beged. They both were able to use. And that's why it was not a problem. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also. We're going to have two today. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Ma'amar Tesvav. He discusses this as well in the context of Yaakov Avinu. He says, Gama beged lobo shebikish Yaakov. Vade al derech zerhaya. Right, he talks about the fact that Yaakov asked for a beged. Hashem, if you help me out, just give me food and clothing. Well, Yaakov was interested in Gashmius also. Yaakov was interested in the Beged? No. Well, Yaakov lo bikei shala esam muchrach lo. He asked what he needed. That's why he says Beged lilbosh. Not Beged lehischabedbo. Beged to for other people to look at. Bikish Yaakov vade al derech zehaya. Chalilo lahalos al adas. And eskavin lebigdei pe'er. Asher etzlenu heim begeder dvarim hamuchrachim. Elu bikish rak lilbosh. Right? As it says in the Darm daf mentes. And he quotes this story of Rabbi Yehuda and his wife, and he says, "V'yesh lizbonin is a beged uzeh shayal kli gever yishem mitzuba lo yibashke lo yech kli gever al yishem." No way, he doesn't quote the Marsha. V'tzorach lomar shaglima lo haisa ela chatichas bad. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it must have been a piece of material, like what we would say, like a cape that you could just wrap oneself with. Shalo shayach b'shem beged ish o isha ubechozo samach hayabo ki ilu hayam il. He had nothing. He was poor. He had this thing that he used to wrap himself with. As we'll see soon. And that was also Yaakov Avinu's derech. And we'll get to the continuation of that Hashem in a couple of minutes. But they both say there has to be something that is not a violation in either direction, a beged ish or beged isha. So Rabbi Yehuda's wife made this, and they both used to go out. Also, Sha'atani Me'il, he made a bracha. Was this something so chashiv to him that he can make a bracha? This is a major sugya, l'maisa, and it's interesting that what it says in Shulchan Aruch is not always, in this sugya, what is followed. Right, there are all different halachas about brachos on begadim. Beged chashuv, what about making a bracha on a beged chashuv during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days? What about saying shechianu? So a lot of these brachos are not said bizman hazeh. Because a lot of it is very subjective. Where does that come from? Because nowadays, you buy a shirt, we buy a pair of pants. Generally, this is very common for us. And even if it's not so common for us, it doesn't give us so much simcha. So the bracha of shechianu on clothing is, again, one has to ask their posek exactly when and how, but because we buy a lot of things today and we don't have such simcha, so they're not called begadim that would require and would be mechayev shechianu. A lot of this comes from the Rosh, the Rosh in brachas. The Rosh in the ninth parak in brachas in Simon Tezayin, he quotes, V'nir Elari, the dafka begad be kelim chashuvim, the kelim chadashim. The Gemara says kelim chadashim make a shechianu. The dafka the kelim chadashim mashma dumya the bayis chadash. Kelim chadashim is like bayis chadash. Bayis chadash gives a person a lot of simcha, but kelim chadashim, so it's got to be parallel. Aval dover katan she'eno chashiv kolkach. Kemo min oim va'an pilos v'chaluk shal pishton v'chayotzei bazeh ein tzarech levarach shechianu. Somebody buys shoes or a shirt, there's no shechianu there. V'yirali, and then the Rush adds, after quoting the Re, hakol ufi mashehu adam. It's very subjective. De'yesh ani shesamach v'chaluk yotem me'ashir. Bekelim chashuvim. Sometimes an ani will get more simcha, it's very subjective, will get more simcha out of a beged than an usher would get out of something much more fancy. Where do you see that in Shas? Kedeisa ben Adarim, perakanodir ben amavushal. Like you look in Adarim, look at the beginning of perakanodir ben amavushal. Doesn't sound like one of those amazing prakim that will determine halacha lemaisa and hilchas brachas. But it's right here, says the Rush. He says, look at there. Jebihudok shalo haisalo ala glima ru'ua. All he had was this cloak. He had this inferior type of beged. V'kanafka debisu l'shuka michsi bay. V'kanafka b'yudu l'suya v'michsi masli. They obviously didn't have more begadim. They had one beged to share. Right? They didn't have anything else to do. And yet, v'kan michsi bay, says the Rush, havi mevarek, baruch shatani me'il, l'fisha yachashiv alav kemi'il la'ashir. It was very chashuv to him. We already see there that brachas are very subjective. Even in birchas hananin, we know they're subjective, right? We could both be eating the same food, but for you, this is ikker and this is tafel, so you make one bracha, and the other person, the other thing is ikker, and he'll make a different bracha, right? Even in the brachas in general. Birchas ananin, this is birchas of Shabbat Fahoda, but there is some type of flexibility and subjectivity in these didin d'rabbanan called hilchas brachas. Okay, so let's continue. So that was about the beged itself. So here we go. So they both went and wore it. She wore it to the shuk, and he wore it to davening. Zimna Chad, the second to last line, Gazer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Tanesa. There was one time he was Gozer Tainis, for whatever reason, there was some type of a public difficulty, an issue going on. Reb Yehuda lo asa lebe Tanisa. Reb Yehuda didn't come to shul. Amrin le, lo isle kisuye. So, and they said to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel asked, we know, where was Reb Yehuda? He doesn't have something to wear. He doesn't have something to wear. Lo isle kisuye. He doesn't have anything to wear. Right? The Marshayer says maybe he was someone embarrassed because he used to go out in the same thing his wife wore. So he didn't want to wear it to go to this. Even though it says he went out to Litzluye. He went out to normally. Maybe this was a major public gathering. Maybe for some reason. Maybe his wife had it that day. Right? So he didn't have something to wear. Either way, it says that's what they told him. That's what they told Reb Shimon Gamliel. Shader le glima. So Reb Shimon Gamliel sent him a coat. Here, wear mine. He sent it to him. The low kabil, and Abihuda did not want to accept it. Didn't want to accept it. Why? So the Talmidim were there. Reb Shimon Gamliel sent Reb Yehuda. You know, please wear this. But he said, no. Let me explain. Dali tzifta. He lifts up the reed mat that he was sitting on. The amar le l'shlucha. Chazi ma'ika. And he says, look what's under here. Look what I have. And he was trying to tell them, I don't need a coat. Look what he had under there. What did he have? There was diamonds and gold and other jewelry underneath. He said, look, I have enough. Look on the Ron, on the top, Maisa Nisim Havinaket. And there was an ace. Miyu lo nicha ledesani b'hadan alma. I don't want to get hana from this world. So, you know, I have my basic cloak, and for whatever reason he's not wearing it now, so he says, I don't need a cloak from someone else. And why didn't he just take those golden jewels and silver and buy something with it? So the Ron says, Maisa Nisim. The Rush here says, right here, first line, Higbiya machzelas v'samach al hanesha yira b'shamos. He was so mech on an ace that there would be gold that would appear to them as he lifted up the mat. According to that understanding, he did not know it was there beforehand. Right? It was an ace that occurred right there because he didn't want to be nehene. And therefore he showed it to he lifted it up, hoping that it would be there. And again, the Maritz Chai is here. Quotes from other Gemaras. We know that there are various Tanam and Amaram that never wanted to rely on a Maisa Nase. Right? The famous Gemara in Tainis. About Rabbi Hanina Mendoza, and if you remember what occurred, his wife was very distraught that they had nothing, and they even one time she used to light the oven on Erev Shabbos, even though it was empty, just to make smoke, to pretend to the neighbors that they were having some food. But there, if you remember, she also said one time, Amar Le Devisu, Chaf Hayam and Aleph, Ad emas days of nitzar kulehai. How long are we going to be going through this? Amar la ma nevin. The Maris Chai is close to this Gemara. My nevin, what do you want me to do? By rachmi dinisvu lochamidi. Davin! Davin! By rachmi yatzakimin pisas yad. What happened? He davened and a hand came out of heaven. V'yavu lecharkara de pesara de dava. And the hand gave a leg of a golden table. Leg of a golden table came down. Right, later on in Tainus, you have another hand coming out of heaven. Right, that's in Yonah Diyoma, that's the hand when the Kohanim threw the keys up to Shemayim. And a hand came down and took the keys of the Heichal back to Shemayim. So here you have the hand, the golden hand giving. And that night they had a dream that in the Lost of Love and Olam Haba, all the tzaddikim were sitting at tables with three legs, and they were sitting at a table with two legs. And they realized that they'd rather have it in the future, and they asked to take the leg back. And they said that it was an even greater miracle. Gemiri, we have a Mesorah, Demei of Yavi, Mishkal Oshakli. Hashem's not an Indian giver, right? He's not going to take anything back, and it was an even greater nace. Either way, so they didn't want to be Nehenet. And then the next line is the line that is quoted. It was an Erev Shabbos, and his daughter runs into shul. She's very sad. Amarlani says, Biti, what's the matter? Amarli, she says, by mistake, they didn't have proper bottle labeling in those days. I used vinegar instead of oil, and I lit, and now it's too late, and I can't put in the oil. He says, don't worry about it. My ichbat loch. Misha amar l'shemen v'yidlok, hu yomar l'chomas v'yidlok. The same God that said oil should light will say vinegar will light, and he lit all the way ad sheheviyu mimener or lehavdallah until they brought or lehavdallah. The Rishonim say they didn't really use this for Havdallah for two reasons. Number one, Maisa Nisim. Number one, it was an ace. They didn't want to use this for an ace. Number two, by Havdallah, you have to light something new. You have to light something new. That's the point. Right? It's not like Yom Kippur. Right? It's the point is the reason we have a nair by Havdallah is because we want to show that we weren't allowed to light beforehand. And the Pirkei Der Belazar says that Adam Arishon, or Hashem, depending on the version, either he rubbed two things together and created fire on Motzei Shabbos, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him an Amud Shel Esh. One is Pirkei Der Belazar, one's a Gemara. Either way, something with fire on Motzei Shabbos, and that's why we have it, but it's about fire that was created that night. But they didn't want to be Nehenah. There's a discussion in the Taz and other Achronim, then how did the whole Hanukkah story work? How did they use it? If you're not supposed to use a Chefza Shel Nes, especially for a mitzvah, here you don't want to be Nehenah at all. But for a mitzvah, so how they use the Hanukkah oil that kept replenishing itself, right? If that was Maisa Nisim, could be Ein Brera. They didn't have any other choice, and they wanted to do the Avoda. Okay, either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Here we go. So there are two Davim and Shas that talk about the story of Rabbi Akiva and his wife. So we had one of them already. You see on the side, Ksuba Samach Beis. There are a couple of differences between that Gemara and this Gemara. Here's the other one, Nedarim Daf Nun. Ksuba Samach Beis and Nedarim Daf Nun. Here we go. Rabbi Akiva is Kadashis Le Barte de Kalba Savua. Rabbi Akiva was Miskadashis to the daughter of Kalba Savua. So we know he was called Kalba Savua because people went in hungry like a dog and came out satiated. Kalba Savua. Shama Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua heard about this. And the Gemara in Ksuba says that was his, he was his herd, he was his shepherd, right? He was a lowly person. Adra hana mikol nichzei. He was mudur hana. That's why this is here now in the Darim. Also, he was mudur hana. His daughter, his new son-in-law, are not allowed to get any hana from any of his possessions. He's so disgusted by what his daughter did. Azla v'is nesiva le besisva. And they were already miskadeshes. They went through with it. Right, they didn't break it off. They had Isuin. They had Isuin in the winter, Bisisva, Haviganu Beitivna. They lived in the storage house, in the granary. That's where they lived. Havikamankit Leitivna Min Mazye. The Bali Musar talk about the symbolism of what this is. They used to, according to our version, he used to take the straw out of her hair. Right, she used to get straw. Imagine lying on straw every night. A lot of straw. There was no place to take a shower or to comb. So, he used to take the straw out. If you look in the Mifarish versus the Ran here, who took hair out of whose hair? So if you look in the Ran says, Rabbi Akiva took the straw out of his wife's hair. Right, out of her hair. If you look in the Mifarish, it was the opposite. Right, she took out of his hair. But either way, there was some type of a reflection of love that was shown, right, the Shalom Bayis, Rabbi Akiva, who learned, or was going to learn, he was the person who was going to become Rabbi Akiva, so he spent his time, though, going through his wife's hair and taking in a loving way, getting the hair out. By the way, the Shalom Siyana Balachi pointed out here, it's clear that Rabbi Akiva's wife had hair, right? That there was the mitzvah of covering one's hair, but the minhag of shaving is not to be found in this Gemara, right? There was Havimakad le tivnam in Mazia. She had hair. It's clear. Amar la. So he says to her, Ihavi li remina lach Yerushalayim v'daba. If I had it within me, if I had money, I would buy you a golden Yerushalayim. What's a golden Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says in Shabbat, it was a certain type of jewelry, right? They talk about it in the Gemara is about the wearing it, and are you worried that a woman's going to take it off to show her friends? It was a beautiful ornament of Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Us, Elio, so they were there, and they're somewhat bemoaning their fate that they have nothing. Us, Eliyahu, it's me, Lahon Kanasha. Eliyahu Navi shows up at the door. Shows up at the door like a man. The Kakari Ababa, we mentioned in Parsha Shia last week. Eliyahu HaNavi sometimes comes in his neshama, sometimes comes in his goof. So here, it's clear he came in his goof, right? He didn't want them to know that it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe only retroactively, afterwards they realize. But Idmilu Kanasha, the Kakari Ababa, he knocked on, he was at the gate. He came in. Amar Lahu Havuli Purta Tivna. Anybody have some straw? I would love to have some straw. Why? The Yaldis Itzi, my wife, a woman had a baby. For Leslie Midam Laguna, she doesn't even have straw to lie on. Do you have any straw that I could borrow? Amar la Rabbi Akiva Leinsei. Rabbi Akiva turns to his wife and says, honey, look, Chazi Gavra, Davil Tivna Luisle. Look, he doesn't even have straw. We're okay. We might not have too much, but, you know, we have more than he does. Right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Eliyahu HaNavi just to make Rabbi Akiva and his wife feel better. Right? Just to show that, you know, there are some people that even have less. It says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in that same piece, in the newer version, Mama Tezvav. He says, Ezuhi Aderach Lagila Madrega Zos. Right after he just said that Rabbi Yehuda was one who can make a Shechianu on a piece of material. How do you reach that level to be Samech Bechelko? So he quotes, look further in that Gemara, about Rabbi Akiva. And he quotes, look in the Ran, he first read the Ran, the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran here says, Asel Yo, first last wide line on top, Kedei Lanachem Osam, Ulaharos Lahem, Sheyesh Aniim Yoser Mehem. To show, to make them feel good. Ubir Advarim says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Shekachu Teva Ha'adam. It's so natural. Shekshiroes Ha'ishir Mimenu, Margishu As Atzmo Chaser, Umitzar Alavona the Chesrono. It's so natural. We all do it. We see somebody who has something that we don't have, and all of a sudden we recognize that we're missing something. And that's what we feel in every area of life. Umosarosav shalashir na sislo kechriosav kechrios. And we see something that somebody has, it becomes something that not that we want, but that we need, and that is lacking in our life. V'hagorim lazeh humasharoas amosaros eitzosulaso. If we never saw our friend with it, then it would never bother us, and we would never think that we need it. It's only because we see our friend, our neighbor with it, that all of a sudden we think, oh, why don't I have that? Amna maderach haslula avodas haadam lehistakel al aniim anumuchim imenu. What we have to do, as Rabbi Akiva did in this Gemara, is to look at people that have less than us. Ubekach yargish es tovas Hashem alav v'lo yiras matzavo kachaser. That's what we have to do. We have to look at what people have who don't have as much of us. Right? He doesn't quote it, but as the Bali Musar say, Bashamayim imam v'yal aris mitachas. Bashamayim. We say in Aleinu. But when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to heavenly things, mimal, we have to look at what people who have more than us. We have to use that as an inspiration. Not, oh, look what I learned. Pat ourselves on the back. But he does more, and he does this program, and he does this yomi, and he does this. Bashamayim, mimal, we have to look at people who have more than us. But, v'al ha'aretz, when it comes to gashmias, when it comes to earthly things, mitachas, we have to look at people who are under us, who have less than us. That's what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says here. Ki ba'olam hazeh hakol nimdar eitzel adam lefi zulaso. But we don't do that. But Rabbi Akiva saw this person who had less, chazi gavra dafil tivna lesle. Even Rabbi Akiva had to work on that. Even Rabbi Akiva, maybe earlier in his life and not after when he went to learn, Hisnachmu midagas chasronam umitokas bonizu am Rabbi Akiva zil havi rav. And through this even, maybe through this he says, what's the next line going to be? She sends him off to yeshiva, as we know Rabbi Akiva for all those years. So after they both come to this realization of being sameach with what they have, and they're not worried anymore, so he says, okay, now one can go. And he quotes a Chovas Halavavos, who says, Lios eno tamid al mishu lamata mimenu. Berov atovos, lo al mishu hu lamala mimenu. That's what our life has to be. We have to focus on people who have less than us in the Gashmi world, more than us in the Ruchani world, as long as it will be inspiring for us. Not that it should depress us. If it's going to depress us when we look at what somebody remembers and what somebody's able to do, that's not a good thing. But when it is in an inspirational way, kinaso from Tarba Chachma, if we could use it properly, so then it is a proper thing to focus on. Okay, let's continue the story. So they have this Eliyahu Navi visitor. He leaves. So Amar Rabbi Akiva Leinse. I'm sorry, we just read that, right? Even Tevin doesn't have Amar Leisa. Right after that, she says Zil Havi Beirav. She's the one. Go to yeshiva, right? She knew the daughter of Kabbalah Savua. She knew what was in him. She knew what he was capable of. So she says, go become Rabbi Akiva. Azal Tardis Reishnin. Right, there are different versions. How old was he at this time? Not clear how old he was. Right, the Pirkei of the Avos Rabbi Nasan, I think in Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, around there, Avos Rabbi Nasan says the story. It's not in the Gemara, I don't think. The story about Rabbi Akiva walking, and he was 40 years old, and he didn't even know Aleph Beis, and he was walking, and he saw the water going onto the rock, and he says, right, if even such a hard rock is able to be softened by water, so Torah, which is Ka'esh, and my heart, which is like a stone, surely Torah is going to be able to get through to me. So did that whole story happen before this, that he went to first grade, and he sat in, and he became... So it's not clear exactly how to fit that story into this story, but either way, both stories about Rabbi Akiva. So Azal Tartis Rishnin Kamei Rebel Yezer Rabbi Yeshua. So he went for 12 years to yeshiva. L'mishlam Tartis Rishnin Ka'asal Beisei. And as we know, after 12 years, he comes back home. Shama Menachore Beisei, he hears from behind his house. Tekama Lachad Rasha L'debisu. This Gemara says he heard a Rasha saying, maybe it was a Zakein. Right, there are a couple of different differences between the two Gemaras. So he sees, he hears one Rasha say to his wife, Shaper Abin Lechavuch, your father did good by Bimada Yuhana. Meaning what you did was terrible. Chada Delo Damilech, number one, he's not for you. He's a low life. Right, you come from such a prestigious family. You are so much better than that shepherd that you married. Number one, va'od. And number two, what has he done for you for 12 years? Even though it was his idea. Va'od, shavik lech armalus chayus. He's left you like a live widow. Right? He's not around. Kul and shnin all these years. Amrale, and she says to him, itzos ledili. Maybe they knew it was going to be 12 years. She says, if it was up to me, levi tadis v'shnin achronaisa, he would go back for another 12 years. Amr Rabbi Akiva hears that. Ha'ovi, obviously, reshusa, ehedr lacholrai. Why? I have reshus. So he goes back, he turns right around, and hader azal havitarte srei shani achranaisa. He goes back for another 12 years, and he's there, and he only comes back after the 24. Famous comment of the Sichas Musar, another Chayesh Malevitz, this is Mamar Samachvav, in the new version. Again, this is one that's, we could get the message, but it is still difficult for us to understand. Right, he asked the famous kasha of, why didn't he just go say hello for a minute? He hadn't seen his wife in 12 years. He's there. He overhears. Honey, thank you so much. Let's just have lunch, and then we'll go back. No, he didn't even say hello. So it says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. That's the danger. Again, let's get the message. We're not saying this should be halacha lemaisa in our day. But he knew the message of Ritzifus, the message of continuity, and the danger of breaking from that continuity. The danger of losing oneself. The danger of a inappropriate hefsik, an inappropriate hesach hadas, an inappropriate bein hazmanim, when we shouldn't be having a break in one's focus. So he said to himself, 12 and 12 is not the same as 24. It's not the same. If somebody learns, you know, a certain amount with a couple of breaks, it's not the same. And that's why he didn't want to have a break in this time. And he says, that's what he says, the sakana, he says, Keza Nagar Yakiva, Beshuva Labeso. He didn't even come in and say hello. Kashim Hadvarim Lahomam. Lach I pray that you'll be Shana Meishto, She Ozva Chaye Osher, Bahoch Achra Ba'oni Mitsuka. The commitment that his wife had to him, she left her riches, she came, Adulo Nichnas Lorega Kot, Lasameach Liba, Farnodalo, Shotakvenami Lach, she wasn't going to stop him. A little Akar Satov, a little thank you. Al karchenu tzrichananu lomar ki adua. He knew the sakana akrucha behefzek shai deknisa avesa. Vafilu mikanis lo rega echad bilvad. Mi odeya im yuchal lahamshech bosa midah shel aliyah shayisa kol yud beis shana. Right? Who knows if we would be able to have that? So, should we take this halacha lemaisa? Maybe not, but definitely in our own way. Let's say we're having a seder. We're having a seder on learning. Maybe we should turn off our phones for that hour. Maybe we should be not available not available. That's putting Rabbi Akiva into our life, right? Not having any hafsekim, right? We shouldn't be disturbed in certain times when we're involved. Davening, not even, we don't have to say, but it's even in learning. We're learning, we have a chavrusa, right? we have a shiur. To realize the no hafsekim, just the focus that we need to have. I think I mentioned last time when we did this Gemara in Ksubis as well, the flip side is also true. Rechaz Levis doesn't focus on this, but the flip side is also true. And that is, if somebody's not involved in learning, somebody is involved in the parnasa, somebody's involved in something. So if somebody could break it up with a little learning, with a little mitzvah, with a little chesed in the middle, so then that also is not the same as being 5 hours away from learning and 2.5 hours and 2.5 hours away. Right, it works the other way too. If we could break up the rest of our day, that we're not in the base medrash, that we're not at the shiur in the shul, right? If we could break up that day with various elements of Torah, right? I have a 5 minute chavrusa here and a little seder here in transit, so that also could have a tremendous effect in the opposite direction, but with the same goal. So that's Rabbi Akiva that we have here. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed right here. Says here that he says, talking about overhearing from behind the base medrash. So Shela, following story. Shimon amar l'Reuven. Shimon says to Reuven, Hayiti me'od sameach. Shimon's talking to Reuven. Levi happens to be around the corner. Shimon says to Reuven, you know, I'd be very happy if Levi would use my car for everything he needs. I'd be very happy about that. I know he's in need. It would give me such great pleasure if this is Shimon talking to Reuven, if Levi would use my car, you know, when he needs it. Reuven tells that over to Levi. Levi's like, really? Oh, could Levi go without Rishus? Could Levi just go into the car and take it without Rishus? Like Rabbi Akiva overheard and went without Rishus? Hayamutu leLevi lenzor berechav shel Shimon miblishi yikabel Rishus mufureshes al kach. Or maybe he didn't really mean it literally. He was just trying to say how much he loves Levi, not that he really was going to give it to him. So he quotes the Achronim that have this type of discussion. He quotes the Tshuvas Machane Yisrael that discusses if somebody gives rishus to another person, does that apply? So he says, L'chara, D'kosh lo amar lo lech emar lo kach v'kach. If you're talking to a third party, so I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure if it's supposed to apply. What about Rabbi Akiva? What about Rabbi Akiva? That's an agadata. How can you bring a raya from that and from Rabbi Akiva's learning? Right, he can't bring a riot from that. There are others. So he says, no, I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't do that if it was just the rishus from the overhearing. Okay, let's continue. So he goes back for another 12 years. Comes back after 24 years. Asa be'esrin ba'arba alfin zuki talmidei. He comes back with thousands of talmidim. 24,000, 12 pairs of 12. Of Talmidim, Nafik Uli Amal Ape, everybody goes out to greet him, Ba'af he comes Lamefik Lape. Also she, his wife, goes out to greet him. Omer La Hahu Rishia, maybe that same Rishia, right, goes out, V'ava Hecha, where are you going? Where are you going? In Ksubis, it was said that she wasn't wearing something nice, so that's what he was upset about. Omer Le, she says, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto. Right, quoting the Pasuk in Mishlei. Right, a Tzadik knows his Nefesh, meaning I don't need to put anything on the outside. Why my husband knows who I am, right? Even without that, the Ben Yoyada has a beautiful lashon in there in Ksubis, not here. He quotes Pirish, Ein ahava so imi ahava gufanit. He doesn't love me for how I look. Kadesha etz tarech lekashet gufi lefana bebegadim na'im. It's true. We have a concept of shodaskan al baila, and we take that seriously. But if she didn't have anything, she's like, I'm just going to go with what I have. Because he doesn't love me for my looks. Ela ahavato imi ahavat hanefesh. Ki yodea tzadik sha'ani bat zugo ba'olam ha'neshamos. V'lachein lo ichpat li im esr elefana bibagadim elu. It's okay. He has the unbelievable, intense love for me for who I am. And for what I stand for. Well, we like to quote the Malbim in Parshas Vayetze, who has the same idea on the Pasuk. It says, by Yaakov Avinu, v'ahi be'enav kiyam machadim bavaso osa. The days went very quickly when he was working for Rachel. And the question the Malbim asks is, usually when you love something and you can't have it yet, the days are longer. It's like a day seems like a year. Not the opposite. Oh, kiyam machadim, it went quickly. Says the Malbim, right there, beautiful lashon. He says, no. He says, usually the loves that we have in life, you know, why does it take so long? Because it's really not love of something else. It's loving because I love myself. I love pizza, let's say. So if I don't have pizza for a long time, so I miss pizza. No. You know, it seems like a year. No, I love myself and pizza makes me feel good. That's not real love. That's selfish love. So that type of love that every Yom L'Shana Yechashev Lov, says the Malbim, one day turns into a year. But if it's true love and value of the other person, right, Yaakov Avinu to Rachel, he realized who she was. So that's that love. It goes quickly because he realizes the privilege that he has to be involved with such a person. So that's what she said also here. I don't have to cover anything up. So she goes and appears in front of him. The Gemara in Ksuba says she kissed his feet. Right, various interpretations of that. Kamatchin la rabbanas. The rabbanas are pushing her away. Amar lahon. See, he says the line, Hanushkula, leave her. Shaliva shalachem shalahu. It's all hers. Everything that I have and that you have is because of her. And therefore, you have to give her the proper respect. Shama kalba savua, azav ishal nidre, vishtaruye, vishtare. Right, kalba savua came. According to the version in Ksubas, he didn't know who he was. But here it's unclear. Either way, he was shoel on the neder. If I knew that this Rabbi Akiva would become, my son-in-law would become anything, even learn a little bit, even one parak, I would never have done that. And in that way, they were able to be matir the neder. As the Rishonim, both here and there, we know, we're going to see later on, in about 2 weeks, the Mishnah tells us, on Daf Samach Dalid, Ein poschin benolad. Right, we mentioned there are different ways to undo a neder. There's charata, there's pesach, there's also something called nola. Nola means a totally new situation in reality that there's no way I could have ever known about. We're not supposed to have a nolad, the Mishnah says. So, according to the Chachamim, so he wasn't his nolad. Rabbi Akiva was an Amaretz. Rabbi Akiva even hated the rabbis, the Gemara Pesachim says. Right, so wasn't this a problem, a posech benolad? Right, how are we able to allow this? How was he able to allow this? So various Rishonim give answers. Looking Subis there, Tosva says, Sama Gimel Amid Aleph. Tosva says, V'yib Tomar, he says, don't we say, Ain't Poschin, let me just find the Lashon here. V'yib Tomar, Halo Asr Loftok Ben Olad, Damrina Ben Adar, and Perak Ben Lazar, Ain't Poschin Ben Olad, V'yish Lomar. It wasn't a totally unforeseen, total surprise. Why? Kivan shahalach lebeirav, diderechu beholich lilmod, shenasa adam gadol. Wow. Because he was going to yeshiva. So it's natural that a person is going to become a great person. Right? He was going to yeshiva. Number one. Number two, which is amazing. Right? With a proper attitude. Right, if somebody's going to learn, it's natural that he's going to have the Torah go through them and become a different person. Inami, and then he says, Kivan Tatala Benijo Badavarsha Piresh, Bishash Another Aldas and Loyasa. So at that time it was kind of like a Tanai. He was not Mudra Ana because the guy's an Amaretz. But obviously, if he wasn't an Amaretz, it was like a Tanai. And that's why it wasn't Nolad. That's what Tosva says there. The Ritva also there has a similar Lashon. The Ran later on says maybe it's because he already started to learn, so it wasn't Nolad. Various suggestions given. But either way, that's the story. So now we have an added part that was not in Ksubas. Min shis miliyat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva became rich through six, he was the recipient of six riches, six treasures. Number one, Mekaba Savua. Number one from Kaba Savua. The Gemara at the end of Ksubas there says that after this story, Kaba Savua gave him a lot. Right? His son-in-law gave him a lot. Maybe half of his possessions. Number two, min ila de svinta, from that certain, from the mast of a boat, to call svinta avdin le min eina. One time people used to, the shipsmen and people on boats used to put special items and diamonds and gold and jewels into a part of the boat. Zimna chada an shiyu al kevyama. One time certain fishermen or sailors, they forgot one. After they traveled, they left it on the beach. And Asu Ashkechet, Bikiva found it. Bikiva found this on the mast of on the boat. He found this. Okay, we're not going to go through it. On a look at the Shulchan Aruch Kubetz, quotes the whole story here with the boatsman. Number three, Omin Gavza, and from a treasure that he once found. What's the treasure? The Zimna Chada Yav Arba Zuzay La Sapunoy. One time he gave four zuz to Sapunoy, right, to people who were on the boat. And what happened? Amar lahu, Isolimi Dam. He says, keep please bring me something. Just find something out there that's good to bring. Veloashko elagav zalkef yama. They only found a box of, on the beach. Asuole. They said, here's this box. The only thing we could find for four zuz. Amrule, they said, Avid marana alai. All right, make use of it. Ishtakik Davi Mali Dinri. Right, they found it was full of gold and silver. Why? Dizimnachada, Tavis, Sefinta. One time a boat went down. Vakuli Iska Havi Machis Bahugavza, the people on the boat had put all the money in the treasure box, in the treasure chest. Vishtakai Bahuzim, and it was found then. Okay, so another time that Rabbi Kiva got rich from that. Right, again, maybe to emphasize, I think the Marsha says here, he didn't get rich from all his Talmidim. He got a Kodesh Baruch Hu, had in mind how he should become rich. We take out the next two words of Domin Diskarisa. Number four, Omin Matronisa. From the Matronisa, what's the Matronisa? So here, the Mefarish and the Ran quote the story right here. One time Rabbi Akiva needed some money, he goes to a certain woman, and she says to Rabbi Akiva, I'll lend you, but you have to pay me back. And if you don't pay me back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yam are the co-signers. Fine. So the Zman came, and the Matronisa went to the river. Rabbi Kiva wasn't there. And she says to the river, Rabbana Shalom, Galivia Dula Fanecha. Rabbi Kiva's sick, right? He's sick, and he's not here to pay me back. But you're the Arev. You're the Arev, so please pay me back my money. And the Ran quotes that at that moment, the daughter of the Caesar went crazy for a minute. She threw money into the river, and it came back up onto the shore where this woman was standing. And when Rabbi Kiva later on came to pay back the loan, she says, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already took care of you, and there's even extra. Here's some extra that was more than what was loaned. Okay, an amazing story. That is number four. Continuing, Umin Ishto Shel Turnus Rufus, from the wife of Turnus Rufus, Umin Ketia Bar Shalom. These two stories are quoted in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Right, just to mention the first one, the other one is quoted also, but the first one there is from the wife of Turnus Rufus. Fascinating story. The Rabbi Kiva was having a debate in front of the Kesar. And one time, the person comes, second line of the Ran, Pamachas Bala Bezal Sarvazov. He was very upset one day, and his wife says, what's the matter? Rabbi Kiva is always, you know, besting me in the debates. She says, Amra Lo Elokim Shalelo Soni Zimahu. Right? She followed Bilam. She said, you know, their God, you know, hates Nus. If you allow me, you know, this was the wife, right? If you allow me, I'll try to go get Rabbi Akiva. I'll try to go get Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva will lose his special standing in front of God. She goes, and right when she's in front of Rabbi Akiva, right, the Gemara there says, Rabbi Akiva laughed, cried, and spit. Right? He had three reactions. And she says, what's that? Amrullah, what are you doing these three things for? So Rabbi Kiva says, well, I'll tell you two out of three. Right, see, the Ran quotes this all Gemara. Shnayim, Afarish, Shlishi, Lo Afarish. I spit because you're very beautiful, but I know you came from a Tipa Srucha. Right, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Number one. Number two, I cried, Bachisi, because I know that you're going to end up Rima Vesaleya. Right, the two things for Pirkei Avos. Where you came from and where you're going to. And I laughed. Well, I'm not going to tell you that one. Well, why did he laugh? Because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that she was ultimately going to convert, and he was going to marry her. So that's why he laughed at that time, but that was the one that she didn't say. But either way, based on that whole story, eventually she brought a lot of riches into the eventual marriage. And the Ketiah Bar Shalom is not for now, but there it's on Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. But let's continue. So that's how Rabbi Kiva became rich. Vaiter, second line. Rav Gamda Yoav Dala Zuzei L'Sapuno El Asuye Bo'en Midam. Rav Gamda gave his also shipsman for Zuz to bring him something. Lo Ashkelo, they didn't find anything. Asuya Le Bohon Kupa, they found a monkey. They brought back a monkey. Ishtamid, the monkey jumped away. Al Lacharsa, and all of a sudden he went into a hole. Chafru Basre, they dug after him. Ashkechua, the Revi Al Magalaisa. They saw he was sitting on a lot of pearls. Aisinun Le Kolon. So they brought it to Rav Gamda. The Ran says here that it was Midas Chasidus. It wasn't really Rav Gamda's yet. Just because the monkey went onto the pearls, there was no Kinyan Chatzer here. So, okay, Midas Chasidus. But they knew it was because of Rav Gamda that they found it. Amra Le Bas Kesa, Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. So this story also appears in Tainus. The daughter of the Caesar came to Yeshua ben Chananya. Torah Mefuara Bechli Mechuar. He was the Gadol Adar, but he was not so handsome. So she says to him, oi, how could he have Torah in such an ugly kli? Amar le lim di min beis avuch. Well, he responds and says, well, I learned it from your father. Ba mem ani chinyayin. What does he keep his wine in? Amar le b'mani de pachra. She says, what do you mean? In earthenware vessels. Amar la kule alma b'pachra v'atun b'mani de pachra. Well, your father is just like everybody else in the world. You keep it in earthenware vessels. Atun achisin b'mani de kaspa v'dava. You should keep it in gold and silver bottles. So she says, okay, great idea. Azlas Faramas Khamra Bani Takasba Vadava. So she switched all of her father's wines into gold and silver barrels, Visari. And it went bad. Right? Wine doesn't stay good. Right? Why do we have wooden barrels for wine? So Amarlah. So he says in Tainus it says that she went to the father who told you this, but here she says to her, Afo Raisa Kane. The same thing with Torah. Same thing with Torah. The Ben Yoyada here says beautifully, it's the same thing with Torah. Sometimes you read a pasuk or you see a Maimar Chazal and it looks ugly. It doesn't look pretty. Right? It looks like earthenware. But that's what Torah is. There's so much in there, says the Ben Yoyada. He says, "Venirli b'shavdish by lahoras ki divrei Torah apal b'shav timsavam dvarim shem sipurim chitzonim kagon achos lotan timna timna haisa pilegesh." Right, some sukkim that we don't think are so amazing. The kayotze b'mikros elo harbe shein begufam tsarif ein gufam na elishmoa tocham v'kirbam malei sodot v'inyanim yikarim v'naim b'maod maod v'lakach tamar chacham ha'ozik b'torah gufo shachor b'kirbo yish Torah yikara. Right, tamar chacham reflects and mirrors the Torah itself. Sometimes the Torah itself doesn't look so beautiful and gorgeous on the outside, but you delve into it. It's unbelievable. Right? Maybe that's part of why the halacha must be seen. I feel it have to be black, because it's on the outside it's black, but on the inside there's so much magic. Period. Says the daughter, though, finishing the story, Yeika Shpirin V'Gimirin, but there are a lot of handsome rabbis, too. Right? Why Dafgasi? He says, Amalah, Yavi Sanu, Havigimir Tfe. Yeah, if they weren't so handsome, they'd be even more learned. They'd be able to focus even more, not on their looks. Okay, maybe he was just answering. It doesn't mean that some of the great handsome rabbis, Rabbi Yochanan, they say was very handsome, you know, would have been any better. But that's how he answered. The Marsha also deals with that line. Hahidas Lakami Rabbi Yehuda Minar Daladina. Owen once came in front of Rabbi Yehuda for din. Vishaivis Mindina. And she was guilty. Or she was chayav to pay. Amra le, Shmuel Rabba, heich hachi danan. Would Shmuel, your Rebbe, have judged this way? We know Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So, she said, would Shmuel, your Rebbe, have done this? Amra la, yadat le, you knew him? Amra le, sure I knew him. Gutsa, he was short. Varava kresa, he had a big stomach. Ucham, he was dark. Varava shineha, he had big teeth. Meaning, not so nice. Amr la levizuya kasis. You want to disgrace my Rebbe? Tevi ahi atza b'shamta. You shall be excommunicated. Pakav amesa. And if Rabbi Yehuda excommunicates you, right, she blew up at that moment. Right, that was it for her. Period. Okay, back to Nidarim. So what did the Mishnah say in the Lashonos of the Maisa Kedera? We said included in Maisa Kedera is a lot, but not. I'm sorry. But yeah, the language of Maisa Kedera. The lashon of tavshil. Sorry, tavshil sheni toeim. You're usher with anything that's runny, meaning it's eaten with bread and not with aveh, and you're allowed to eat beitza termuta and dalaz remutza. So what is that? What the beitza termita? My beitza termita. Amar Shmuel avda da avila shavi alfe dinri. The servant that can make a beitza termita for me is worth 1,000 dinar. Sounds like the servant is worth 1,000 dinar. Meaning it was a very special dish. What do you have to do? Umayala alfa zimni b'maya chamimi, fa'alfa zimni b'maya kariri. You put an egg into hot water 1,000 times, into cold water 1,000 times, ad mizutra kihechi debalati, until the egg shrinks so much that a person is able to swallow it. Vim is kiba, if he has some type of illness, an internal disease, sarechala, the egg would go in and come straight out the other end. And the egg would have the proof of what the, right, it was like the Talmudic ultrasound, right? It went right in and right out, and they could see on the egg what exactly the disease was. The kanafka va'asya, yada asya, my sama misfele, what medicine was needed, uba my itzi, and how to heal. That was what this amazing, valuable egg. Shmuel avi badag nafshe b'kolcha. Shmuel used to check himself with a kelach, some type of a root. Right on the side it says a kelach shel kruv befiv, right, a part of a vegetable. Ad mitzrin inche base alei sarehon. He would do this until the women of his house, his wife, would undo. Right, they would be in such pain. Right, badik. Right, Rashi, the Mefarish here says similar to a beis tarmita. Right, he would put it through his intestines, and he would be in such pain though that his family would like pull their hair out. Or the mister in inshe beis yalei sareon used to pull out and undo their hair because of the tsar that they saw that he was in. Tznan hasa vayter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Maisrus haya ose. Right, the halacha is that a worker in a field is allowed to take from that field. Allah passes pasuk and pasuk kiseitse. They're allowed to eat. Rather, the Mefarish quotes it. Kisava b'kerem reyacha v'katafta v'achalta navim. But you're only allowed to eat from the field that you're in. Hayaose beklofsin, if you're eating klofsin, a certain type of figs or dates, lo yocha bebenos sheva, right? You shouldn't be eating other types. Bnosheva, lo yocha beklofsin, right? They're figs, right? You shouldn't be eating klofsin. My klofsin, mina de teene, a type of figs, da av de minon lafte, that you made a certain type of cooked fig dish. Period. Ho gavra diav avdalachavre lagmure alpha mini lifte. A man gave his evet to his friend, who paid him for it, to teach him 1,000 ways to make this fig dish. Agamre timne meya. He only got to 800. Didn't get to 1,000. Azman eladina lakami the Rebbe. So he brought him in front of a bezdin. And he wanted to sue him. He only, I want my money back. He only taught him 800 ways. Amar Rebbe avoseinu. Rebbe said, avoseinu amru nashinu tova. Our forefathers, they say, Arashinu Tova, we forgot the goodness. We never saw this. Right? They have the goodness. Rebbe, who was even very affluent, the Gemara says, Avodazara, he and Antoninus, he had everything. And even here, he is in shock by this person who was so into the fig dishes. You want, 800 is not good enough for you. 1,000 you need? You're suing the guy? It's enough. You know, take it easy and don't worry about it. Right? Even Duran says, I'm even rogel b'tainug. I know what's out there, and still, it's not something that you should be involved in terms of the bringing him to a din Torah. Finishing up, Rebbe Avalei Hilula, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, he was making a wedding. Kasav al Beis Ganana. You know what? Before we do, I want to say something about this last story. And we're not going to rush through it, so let's stop here by Rebbe Avad. We'll continue about him tomorrow, and we will stop here.